We are on the record.
Either way, in light of the fact that I am virtual, the race on the attendance is off.
All right, that's the deal.
You know, sounds like a loser move to me. But,
all right. Bear with me. I'm a little rusty at the sitting behind the desk. So let's have a flag salute first.
A lot of pressure.
I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. This is the October 4th, 2021 public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. The notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the Township website, the bulletin boards, in front of the municipal building, front door of the public safety building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, Express Times, Courier News, Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Butcher?
Absent.
Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Ms. Johnson?
Present.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Absent.
Mr. Lazarus?
Here.
Mr. Millay?
Absent.
Mr. Scheich?
Here.
And Mr. Simek?
Absent.
Okay.
All
you
right.
have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. So the first item on business tonight would be the meeting minutes from July 26th of this year. Your Butcher, Glaser, Higgins, Johnson, Kleinhans, Lazarus, and Sine is eligible.
And we do not have them.
They were in the box, right? So we'll carry
them
next.
Yeah, we have to carry them.
Good. Okay.
I was wondering myself.
Okay.
I printed early, so I thought maybe I missed the right thing. Okay. So we'll carry that. In that case, I believe we have an applicant up and ready to talk about the height of a certain protuberance on the Exxon site.
Yes.
All right. Oh, all right. Thank you. Thank you, sir. And this is a public hearing. The County of Hunterdon, Department of Public Safety, Exxon Capital Corporation, 1545, Route 22 East, Lot 30, Lot 30. And you're requesting a waiver from site plan approval to install a roof-mounted wireless telecommunications repeater and associated equipment atop the existing building at the above reference property. So I won't read the whole thing.
Well, thank you. You just pretty much summarized everything I was going to say before I turn it over to my professionals. Aaron Colton.
Bill's giving me, you know, pointers. So.
Gotcha. Aaron Colton, I'm with Hunterdon County Council's office.
Can you do me a favor? Can you ask him to sit down so he's closer to the mic so I can hear him better?
How's this? Good? Thanks.
That's great. Thank you.
All right. Aaron Colton, I'm with Hunterdon County Council's office, and I'm here on behalf of the county on this application for a site plan waiver. With me this evening are Jim Curry, the Communications Division Head for Hunterdon County, Frank Bell, the County Architect, and John Silliman, the Senior Communications Technician. Okay.
I didn't hear the last person.
John Silliman, Senior Communications
That's
Technician.
That's his last name?
Silliman, S-I-L-L-I-M-A-N.
Okay. So let's have everyone sworn, all three of your witnesses, and let's Tom Behrens is the only board professional here tonight, I assume, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
Can everyone please stand up? Raise your right hand. Does everyone swear or affirm that the testimony they're going to give in this matter will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes.
Okay, let's have the person that I'm seeing closest to the left identify. Come up to the table just to make sure that Denise and I can hear you. Identify yourself for the record and give me your relationship to the applicant.
My name is Jim Curry, C-U-R-R-Y. I'm the division head for the Hunterdon County Communications Center, the 901 Center.
Spell your last name for the record.
C-U-R-R-Y.
Okay. Mr. Bell can do it from there. His name is easy to spell. He's the applicant's architectural expert, correct?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, let's get over here.
John.
Okay, and then Mr. Selleman, can you come up and identify yourself? and your relationship to the applicant?
I'm a senior communications technician for the county of Hunterdon.
Communication technician.
First name's John, last name Silliman, S as in Sam, I-L-L-I-M-A-N.
Okay, and Mr. Behrens, can you please identify yourself for the record?
Yes, Tom Behrens, board planner with Burgess Associates.
Okay. Mr. Coulter, take it away.
Thanks, John. Okay, so the board has the application for the site plan waiver. We received the memorandum from Mr. Behrens. And since receipt of that memorandum, we've supplemented our application with two submissions to demonstrate the elevation of the proposed, I don't want to call it a tower, but the communications equipment. I was going to bring up Jim Curry initially to provide the board with an overview of what the county is proposing to do. Our position there's information in Mr. Behrens' memorandum that indicates that previous site plan approval has been secured for this site for similar type projects. And in addition, what we're proposing to do isn't going to have any effect on parking, drainage, circulation, building arrangements, landscaping, buffering, any of that. So it's our position that we fit the criteria for seeking the site plan waiver that we're before the board on this evening. With that, I'll bring up Jim.
Okay. And by the way, the two exhibits that you submitted, you're going to enter them in tonight as exhibit A1 and A2, I assume?
Could I do that right now, John?
Yeah, you might as well.
Okay. So exhibit A1 is the photograph that identifies where the microwave dish, the three transmitter antennas, and two receiver antennas are going to be situated on the rooftop.
Okay, so we're going to call that an aerial photo of the existing building with the proposed locations of the proposed antennas and equipment, correct?
Yes, please.
Okay, Denise, you have that?
I do, thank you.
Okay, and what's going to be
A2? A2 is the sketch of the building. I'm trying to read it.
I'm going to call it a color rendered elevation, again showing the locations and heights of the proposed antennas and equipment.
That would be great.
All right, Denise, you have that?
No, I did not. Color rendered elevation, and then you lost me.
Elevation of the building with the proposed locations and heights of the proposed antennas and equipment.
And John, just for the record, the board has copies of those visuals as well.
Excellent.
Thank you, John.
Okay, at this point, I'm going to turn it over to Jim Curry to provide the board with a summary of the project, what it's intended to accomplish, and answer any questions the board may have concerning the project.
Thank you. So just a brief background about the 911 center. We are responsible for all the emergency communications for all law enforcement except for the state police throughout the county, fire departments and EMS, as well as the medic units that operate out of the hospital. There are no standalone dispatch agencies in the county. We are not just responsible for the dispatching, but we're also responsible for the infrastructure as well. And it was long ago identified that the called crossroads, if you will, but this particular area, in fact, we're sitting in it, is deficient. There's communications gaps, and that's we're talking about Route 31, Route 78, and I'm missing a big one, 22. I know there was a third one in there. So that was identified a long time ago. This project has been in the works for a long period of time. Exxon has been gracious enough to allow us to attach this communications equipment to their roof. As council mentioned, we call it a tower, but absent constructing a lattice tower, 180, 200 feet, this will provide a lake type structure, but without having to erect a tower such as a lattice tower.
So, this is a co-location on an existing building in lieu of having to erect an ugly cell tower, right?
Correct. You said it better than me.
Honestly, I call this a mast, and a short mast at that.
It consists of one microwave dish, two transmit antennas, and three receive antennas. To be totally blunt, I took a ride the other day, and with the foliage as it is, because my mother happens to be buried at Immaculate Conception, I know what Exxon looks like from there. With the foliage as it is today, you would not be able to see it from public land with the naked eye. That was really hot, Council.
I think that's his testimony. You guys have any questions for him?
So the antennas are lower than the existing stacks on the site?
Yes.
Is that looking right? Okay.
Some of the antennas will extend 4 feet above the roof line and some 6, not even close to what those existing stacks.
And those stacks were given approval by a waiver of site plan type approval by the board at some previous date. So.
Yeah, that resolution 2019-03 memorialized the grant of site plan waivers for those stacks.
Right. So therefore, they involve no variance. Therefore, this can't involve a variance, and it can't make the site any worse. In fact, it's just more of the same. And should we go?
That's correct.
Should we go to the three reasons?
Well, yeah. If you guys are satisfied right now, I don't think there's any reason for them to have to call their other witnesses. Unless you have questions, or unless the applicant's attorney wants to make, bolster the record, but that's up to him. But I think you got enough, actually, quite frankly.
If the board is satisfied, then I'm certainly satisfied.
So it's a really good thing. It's going to be, I suppose, it's not number two, and that is not normal repair, maintenance, or replacement, but it could be one or three. It certainly fits three.
Yeah. Right. Can I make a suggestion? The stacks were granted under one because there was a site plan approval for the other equipment. Maybe number three is the best way to handle this site plan waiver.
Okay.
But it's not really related to what Exxon does. It's related to what someone else does.
Let me read it into the record for you then, John. Will not affect existing circulation, parking, drainage, building arrangements, landscaping, buffering, lighting, and other considerations of site plan review, and it certainly seems to fit that. Is that acceptable to the applicant?
Absolutely. Yes.
Mr. Drill?
Sounds good to me. Why don't you ask Mr. Barron how it sounds to him?
Sounds good to me.
You can say that. Okay. So any more comments or concerns or anything of that sort on the part of the board?
I would just offer that the public benefits are obvious.
Thank you.
So with that, I'll make a motion to grant the site plan waiver, which is number three.
Second.
Okay, we can do a roll call on that, please.
Mr. Blazer?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr.
Shack?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Terrific. I hope it gets erected promptly.
Mr. Chairman,
our safety department will enjoy it.
Before they go,
yes.
They may want to ask the board to suggest
yes.
to Denise. You can't direct Denise, but they may want to ask the board to ask Denise if the zoning department could treat this as if it were granted and the resolution adopted before the resolution is adopted, so that it won't get in their way. They don't have to make any plan revisions, so they could just go down, apply for permits based on the plans that they submitted into the record tonight.
And if Denise would request that the building code enforcement officer would treat the resolution as having been passed and signed and all that, so
I will pass that along.
I'm sure that's agreeable.
Yes, thank you. We appreciate that.
Okay. So thank you, John. I forgot. All right, then we are, I think you're good to go. Okay.
Thank you. Right. Thanks for your time.
That'd be a great thing up here. Okay. All right, next up is a master plan consistency review. And this is for the Township of Clinton, Huntington County, New Jersey, ordinance number 1159-2021. And this is an ordinance of the Township of Clinton amending Chapter 165, Land Use Regulations of the Code of the Township of Clinton, basically to delete the LeCompte site from our affordable housing plan and add add another location. And Tom, you've drafted a myriad of documents for this. If you'd like to take the lead, that would be great.
Welcome, Mr. Chair. Thank you. Tom Barron's board planner. I'll run through these various documents and how they were initiated. They go back to the township's third amendment to its settlement agreement with Fair Share Housing Center, dated May 2nd, 2021. And in that document, the LeCompte site affordable housing project, consisting of 89 units, was removed from the plan, essentially for lack of movement on the project, where some better opportunities, more timely opportunities, have presented themselves to create affordable housing. And those, so in lieu of the 89 units at the LeCompte site, the township now includes in its Fair Share Housing Plan 80 affordable units at Block 70, Lot 6, and 6.01, known as the Ingerman site on Route 31. That is an inclusionary development with 144 units and a 55% affordable housing set aside. It also includes the Gray Rock Road site, known at, or identified as Block 77.01, Lots 2, 3, and 4. And that part of the plan contemplates 30 units over the 2.4-acre tract that will yield 6 affordable units. And the final piece of the puzzle are 3 special needs housing units that will be at a site to be determined. So again, that is within the third amendment to the township's settlement agreement. Subsequent to that, the planning board adopted a number of documents on June 7, 2021, which includes the 2021 periodic reexamination report of the master plan and development regulations, amendment to the housing element and fair share plan, and I have it somewhere is the amendment to the land use plan element, again, all of the same dates. And they basically confirm or implement, rather, what the settlement agreement talks about. And again, that is the rezoning of the LeCompte site, going from its current AH6 zone designation to its former ROM, Research Office and Manufacturing 1 zone designation, and creating the zoning template for both the Ingerman site, which has been established as within the AH9 affordable housing district, and now the new AH10 Gray Rock Road site. I don't know if I necessarily need to read the excerpts from those. They basically all say the same thing. And I kind of just summarize that. So I will then turn now to the ordinance itself. And that would be ordinance number, drum roll, 1159-2021. Sorry, my copy didn't have that. And again, this ordinance will rezone the LeCompte site, Block 29, Lot 4, from its current AH6 affordable housing district designation to back within the ROM1 mm-hmm. zone. And it also creates the new AH10 zone, which encompasses Block 77.01, Lots 2, 3, and 4. And it also establishes the use and bulk parameters for this new AH10 zone, which in summary include new permitted uses, including townhouses and multifamily dwellings, a number of ancillary accessory uses. And in terms of density, it allows 18 total units on lots 2 and 4 and total 16 units on lot 3. Has a minimum tract area of 1 acre. And notably requires a minimum 20% affordable housing set aside. And the zone parameters are generally intended to follow the existing township affordable housing district. So we're always aiming for consistency. Beyond that, I'd be glad to entertain any questions.
So if they went for 34 units instead of 30, there'd be one additional affordable housing instead of 6, there'd be 7?
Right. If anything, it would be a better situation from an affordable housing standpoint. And, of course, the task before the board is to review this in the context of whether or not this new ordinance is not inconsistent with the township's master plan document. So that is the question to be answered by the board.
Actually, I'd like to ask Tom a specific question about that. If the number of units had been 30 as the housing element and fair share plan, as stated, then your opinion might be it was totally consistent. But it's now increased the density from 30 to 36. So I assume it's your opinion not only that it's not inconsistent, but I'd like to hear you either agree or disagree. Would you say it's actually substantially consistent, even though it increased it by 6 units?
I would say it's substantially consistent, and you have to look at the intent of why it was created, and that is to create affordable housing. So now you're in a situation where you're creating an additional unit, and the 30 units contemplated in the housing plan and settlement agreement were really established as the minimum that the township has to provide. So they're doing better than that in this case. And to your point, the ordinance is substantially consistent with the master plan document.
Okay.
And of course,
that's what I thought you'd say. I just wanted to ask it anyway.
You are a mind reader, John. You always know what I'm going to say before I say it.
And we had included this in one of the previous master plans as a site we should consider for redevelopment.
Right. This has been identified for a number of years now, and time has finally come.
And it's at least some of, well, I guess two of the structures sorely needed. The other one is an old house in an odd spot, so that needs it too. So, yeah, this really works very well in a number of ways for the township. And, any questions?
I have to ask more for public. Any concerns, Tom, about the density on the site, given the setbacks we have to build in?
We looked at the setbacks, and we think they're appropriate for the area. Right. The height of the building will be within an acceptable framework, let's say. So I think it's...
Given the unique attributes of that site, as a matter of fact, because one of them is coming down the, I'll call it the bridge.
Right.
And the other side of it, God willing, you'd have another tall building across the street.
Right. From certain perspectives, it'll actually look lower than it is.
Right.
And on at least one of the lots, we believe there'll be some surface parking to further... Right. Yeah,
it would almost be required with this setbacks, if right. they, given the parking requirements there.
Right. And the benefits of the site for residential development are that it's centrally located, prime regional access, and access right. to amenities and public transportation. So right. it really is a good spot to work.
Wolf Council.
Yeah. If the doctor is in, I should point out, if that ever gets built, that'll be substantially higher than this. And
right.
of course, there's a, Mr. Urban erected a bank. Kind of catty corner to
right.
two of the lots.
Yep.
And that's also kind of on a promontory and rather tall.
And the Goddard School is kind of tall on the other
yep.
direction. Right. The shortest buildings in the bar.
Okay.
That's a definite improvement in school.
Yeah. No doubt. Plus, I understand the town. This is just a digression for a second. I paved all the roads over there. I haven't driven
They're
over
They're beautiful.
There.
Yeah. I drove on the best street. They're really nice. Yeah.
They were best
now come the speeders.
Did I hear someone say they wanted to make a motion to deem the ordinance substantially consistent with the master plan, or am I hearing things?
Motion,
second?
All right. Rich Sykes seconded it.
And roll call, Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
The motion
passed.
Yeah.
And I will prepare a letter to send to Mayor and Council.
Thank you.
Good.
Oh, and I assume that the board does not have any recommendations, right?
No.
No.
I didn't hear any.
Okay. Good.
Good.
So I need a little help. I understand there's some vouchers that have come in. I looked at one, which is fine.
Yeah, so at the 11th hour, I put some in. It's up to you guys how you'd like to handle this, but these are some that had been tucked aside for some reason and didn't get.
Mm-hmm.
And they all happen to be for our board attorney. So I don't know if you...
If
want to look at them, if you want to look at them online, if you want to postpone it, I figured I would at least try and sneak them in.
These go back a ways, I think?
July, August, and September.
All right.
The September are obviously current, but...
We're slated to have a meeting in 2 weeks, or do you don't think there'll be one?
I don't know.
Okay, you can't tell the application.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll tell you what.
As of right now, no. But
yeah. Could we take 5 minutes to look at these?
We seem to have approved a waiver.
That's a good idea.
We need to have 5 minutes.
Exactly, I think so.
So let's do this. As it goes around, I can do a, you don't have anybody to report. You're like a all-purpose man tonight, Mr. Glazer.
Oh, from council? I wasn't prepared. I'll have to think. Well, we introduced an ordinance, which you guys just talked about,
right,
for sure. I'd have to go back to the agenda. I'm trying to think. There were a whole lot of resolutions last meeting, but most of them were sort of the normal mechanics of government, you know, a new police car and this and that. I don't remember anything of particular substance.
Well, good mayor and I spoke.
And when is your hearing scheduled, the public hearing on the adoption of the ordinance that the board just reviewed?
It's funny, we talked about that, John, and I'm going to have to go back. I think we intended to do it next week.
I
hope October 13th was the date.
Which would be next Wednesday's session. That's why we kind of were pushing this along.
Right.
All right.
There were a couple of hearings, things were approved. It was a pretty... It was a pretty quick meeting, it was. Yeah. There was a lot of resolutions, but all sort of just approved this, approved that. There's nothing, I don't think, any real controversial. No reports of great interest. I'll look online.
From an ordinance committee perspective,
there's two things.
We haven't met in a while, but I know one.
Right. Well, I've been dragging my feet on the one that I need to get through, the site plan waiver one. And then I was going to request Mr. Higgins to maybe take the lead on the new ED stuff, if he could.
Sure.
Maybe we could talk on that.
Yeah, Brian sent that around.
Yeah, and maybe we could talk about how we proceed on that one.
Mm-hmm.
John, is the ED ordinance, you know, the state model ordinance, how time sensitive is that? Is it sort of just happened by statute already, or?
It's not that time sensitive because the statutory ordinance, so to speak, applies until and unless you make it, you know, different. So this is not an emergency.
So it's already there. It's just easier if it's in our ordinance so we can easily find it, probably.
That's true, and especially because this is not even an amendment to the municipal land use law. It's some other law. Oh. A lot of people don't even know about it. And in fact, if you recall, when we had the affordable housing case, it actually says that the board can't grant preliminary site plan approval unless it's complied with. And a lot of applicants' attorneys and applicants' planners still don't know about this.
Wow. And basically it says just, get your building application and your permit application ready and walk in and get a permit.
And it's required now, so you have to do it in all cases. There are certain exemptions for lots less than 25 parking spaces, single-family development,
right,
and where municipalities have some level of control or to create reasonable standards for things like signage, lighting, and the like. So
there
it's not an emergency per se, but there may be certain elements you want to control.
Okay. Tom, when I saw the statute, I wonder, does it call out any capacity requirements, these are the type 1, type 2, type 4 kind of?
In terms of the equipment?
The power, yeah.
I haven't seen that language get that specific, just that it has to be available for EV charging.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's different proprietary models, like Tesla has their own type of plug. There are universal adapters and the like, but in terms of we'll call it power requirements. I'm not sure what this. There's probably a standard that has to be adhered to, I would imagine.
But that does kind of matter because that can drive to how long a car needs to sit there. How long they take to recharge.
Right.
It's lower wattage, it takes a lot longer than the high.
Put in a 20 amp extension cord and wait the next 6
weeks. That technology would probably change pretty rapidly.
Yeah, right. And that's,
so. At least the power. That's the. It would be remarkably stupid to put all the conduits in and everything else and then put a 220 amp T20 breaker on the thing and have nothing happen at the other end pretty much. So that would be, as I recall, that would be my concern in drafting something.
Yeah.
But we ought to get going on that. We ought to finish
So, Tom, have you guys come up with anything on the ideas that other townships might want to think about for the reasonable constraints? Or?
We have. And specifics, I don't know
if you could just forward that or share that, that'd be great. I didn't expect you to say them right now.
Well, I guess it pertains to signage, lighting, dimensional things, lighting requirements, advertising, they can't be a big obnoxious thing.
Right. Yeah. And us about signage, so that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, you know, it kind of feels almost like the G5 antennas, you know, for the small antennas.
It does.
How big,
yeah.
How obnoxious, that kind of thing.
It's a lot like the cell tower approvals, so that kind of the FCC got to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, they have a model ordinance, which we can pull out and start,
exactly.
start working
right. on. Right, I think it's just these things that we can think about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I think maybe we should also note that there has not been anyone from the public from the beginning of the meeting until now.
Oh, thank you, Denise.
Yeah, that's true.
Online and otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the environmental would be Kevin's report, so I don't think we have anything
no.
to add on that one.
What do we want to do in order to come down there on Adobe Green? Do you want to schedule a meeting, or what do we need?
No, I don't think we need another meeting, but I think it's on me to talk with Kevin and Tom. We want to try to introduce it by November, because we'd like it on the books mm-hmm. by the end of this year. We really would. This is the site plan waiver one.
If it's helpful and we have some stuff, I'd be happy to put it in a good format or something. However, I can help.
I appreciate it. We'll call you on that. Yeah, just to push it along. We're 98% of it there, I think. I think we just want other ideas from people. Then probably we would bring it back here first,
right.
then repeat the council, sort of what Brian and I talked about. There's no reason not to talk about here first. I mean, we could go the other direction, but some sort of silly.
Yeah, get it out. Mm-hmm. Mr. Drill will have some comments on it, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Right. Well, interestingly, the application site would have been an interesting one that could have
yeah.
been administratively granted as a waiver.
Yep.
Maybe not a good use of a board's time on something like this. Once they stipulate the heights, then they solve the question. Yeah.
Well, all right. And I think there is some, there's a desire for us also to get moving quickly on the Route 31 rezoning,
mm-hmm.
both the north and the south portion,
yeah.
whether we do them separately or together.
Right. That's probably the next big thing pending.
Yeah.
There's some other little drips and drabs I'm trying to remember from our priority list, but some things came in from the Board of Adjustment. It's just, they weren't big.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember, there's one definition, a definition of a dwelling comes to mind that Brian and I were talking about.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Make a motion on the vouchers.
Was that your motion?
Oh, yeah, it's my motion.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I should have.
No, that's okay. I just want to mm-hmm. be clear. And Mr. Lazarus, you were second?
Yes.
Is there a way we can clarify the second to last page what file number it is? Because it's double question mark.
Oh, that's just for John's records, the file number for his notes. So I'm guessing between he and his secretary, she probably did not have those last two digits. It's usually 01, 02, 03. But that doesn't mean anything for our purposes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just his record keeping.
Okay.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
And Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
The motion carries.
All right.
And thank you for taking the time to do that. I appreciate it.
It's good. You know, it's an early evening, so no harm, no foul. All right, so we've got the ordinance committees, the folks have got to try to get moving. And
mm-hmm.
there is a little time crunch, I think, on the Route 31 thing.
Okay. So. Yeah, there's a lot of properties for sale along Route 31, I noticed. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I get a lot of inquiries.
You did. Yeah, well, that makes sense. There's a lot of properties.
There's still a lack of knowledge in terms of the idea that we're in the Highlands.
Mm-hmm.
It has certain restrictions. If
right.
there's no utilities available at a price that most developers would prefer to pay.
Right.
So I am surprised at how much effort goes into thinking about uses without, really doing any investigation into the Highlands requirements. It just goes on and on and on.
Right.
But yeah, there is a lot of interest. Hopefully we'll get a rateable out of it sooner or later.
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Any more discussion or Tom, anything from you or
Nothing to report. I do intend to, I guess we were publicly authorized to do the area needs study, so I can say we'll be submitting that shortly. Right. And not by the time I come. But yeah, that'll be submitted shortly, and I'll leave it at that.
John, is it appropriate at all to comment on the hearing with the judge?
No, let's keep that attorney-client privilege for now.
Fair enough. Okay.
So on that redevelopment task given to us by council for the Grey Rock property, what's the timing on that, John, in lieu of the ordinance we just gave a consistency review?
Well, the ordinance was adopted because we're required to do that under the settlement agreement,
right.
And we need that for the hearing, which I can say has been continued. We don't need the redevelopment ordinance or that done. That's just something that, you know, the township thinks is a good idea. That's not required under the settlement.
Right. So it's our timeline on that, not...
That's correct.
Perfect. That's just money. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
But to be clear, John, what should the process be in terms of adopting the age 10 ordinance and considering the area needs study? Does one, can you do them simultaneously, or should one happen before the other? Recognizing the ordinance.
No, the ordinance. We need that ordinance adopted on October 13th.
Right. You couldn't do them on the same night, though, I guess, is our question.
Well, we don't have the report on redevelopment yet.
You will as well.
Yeah, that's, so, the planning board needs to do that before it goes to council,
sure,
which
okay.
is next week.
Right.
So we'll
correct.
Do the ordinance next week, I think,
right.
is the plan.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Any more discussion? Or in that case, I think Levi looked left.
Motion.
Motion
to adjourn.
First.
Second.
I'll second. Rich has got it second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Well, thank you very much for.
Thank you for accommodating me. I'll be back out with the other members of the public as of 5 p.m. tomorrow.